So welcome to Kidney Compass, your guide to navigating the latest developments in kidney disease clinical trials. In this podcast, we'll explore the latest in clinical trial science, from therapeutic advances to new methodological approaches in trial design and analysis. Join us as we speak regularly to leading researchers and clinicians, offering an inside look into the science behind major trials and how they're shaping the future of nephrology. Whether you're involved in research or clinical practice, Kidney Compass will help you stay informed on the latest trials driving progress in kidney health. So my name is Dr. Brendan Nguyen. I'm a nephrologist at Royal North Shore Hospital and a senior fellow at the George Institute for Global Health. And I'm really delighted to be co-hosting Kidney Compass with my friend and colleague, Shikha Wadhwani. Shikha, welcome. And why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself to start off with?
Thank you, Brendan. I am so excited to co-host this podcast with you and about the experts that we're going to have join us in the upcoming episodes. So I am an adult nephrologist. I started my career at Northwestern University in Chicago, where I helped to build a glomerular disease program and a GN fellowship. And I'm now at the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston, Texas, where I'm currently serving as the vice chair of clinical research. So
Fantastic. And, you know, when we were thinking about doing this, Shikha, I couldn't think of anyone better to co-host this podcast. You're involved in trials from the ground up, and in particular in glomerular diseases. And I'd be really keen for you to share your story about how you got into nephrology in the first place and how you found your way into clinical trials.
Yeah. So thank you again for thinking of me. And after I finished my undergraduate studies in St. Louis at Washington University, and before I went to medical school, I actually spent a year as a research coordinator on an NIH-funded investigator-initiated trial. So I had a great deal of appreciation for everything that goes into successfully carrying out a trial during that time. And then during my nephrology fellowship training, I actually pursued a master's in clinical research and was really eager to get more hands-on experience. During my glomerular disease fellowship, I was able to serve as a sub-investigator on a number of trials. And I saw how impactful access to these new therapies was for our patients, especially those with rare kidney diseases. So when I was recruited to my first faculty position, it was really my mission to bring as many GN clinical trials to our institution as possible. And I've been thrilled to see how that's been able to translate now in such a short amount of time to FDA-approved therapies. It's been really exciting. And Brendan, I'd love to kind of hear your story. You're across the pond, more than one pond, perhaps. And I think you have a completely different take on this. So would love to hear your story.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Shikha. I did a lot of my early training in Australia, in the northern part of Australia, which where you typically associate that kind of area with and that type of medicine with tropical diseases and tropical medicine. So I moved there from Sydney, certainly expecting to see a lot of that, and I certainly did. But I also saw a lot of undertreated cardiometabolic disease, a lot of diabetic kidney disease, and a lot of kidney failure, particularly amongst Indigenous Australians. And that really sparked my interest in health equity and also made me realize that this is an area that people could potentially make a really big difference. And it was really that public health aspect that got me interested in kidney disease. And at the time, Vlado Perkovic, my mentor, who I still keep in touch with now, was leading the George Institute, doing a lot of large diabetes trials. And I got in contact with him and kept in touch with him over the next couple of years as I went through my training. And I did a master's in trials and epidemiology at Oxford, and then back in Sydney, my PhD and more trials training in Boston. And I really got to learn throughout all of that that the best way to improve clinical care and to change practice is through large, robust, and reliable clinical trials that give us definitive answers about the treatment affects both the benefits and harms of new therapy and existing therapies. And I was training at a time where there was incredible excitement with SGLT2 inhibitors. I worked on, obviously, as many people might know, Canvas and Credence, reporting and analyzing those clinical trials. And so it was a great time to be, wetting my feet and getting into clinical trials. And now I'm involved in the leadership and steering committee of multiple new therapeutic agents and late phase clinical trials. So it's a great time to be in nephrology. And I have a lot of fun doing that, both at a site level and then more broadly at a national and international level. But Shika, you've had an interesting story too, in that you've not only been involved in trials, but you've been involved in setting up a service at Northwestern with the glomerular disease clinic. How was that? I'm interested to know about that too.
Yeah, I think that I went into nephrology after seeing a young patient with lupus on dialysis, and I was really struck by the way that these diseases affect young people. Of course, we know that young children even get nephrotic syndrome, end up on dialysis, get kidney transplants. And what really struck me was just the lack of really FDA-approved therapies. Everything seemed to be off-label. A lot of these medications come with so many side effects. And unfortunately, a lot of patients are trying multiple different therapies before they even show up to a glomerular disease center. And I really wanted to be able to offer these patients something hopeful. And I think that's where the clinical trials piece was really a big part of the glomerular disease program as a whole. I think that we are making progress slowly but surely, both within nephrology as a whole, but also specifically in the glomerular disease space. And I think a lot of that has really been pioneered by a number of experts that have gotten together and a number of stakeholders focused on patient care and, moving the needle on clinical trial endpoints, which I'm sure we're going to get to at some point in our discussions. But, the Kidney Health Initiative, for example, has been so pivotal in defining accepted endpoints for diseases like IgA nephropathy, and we're hoping to do that in other diseases as well. So I agree with you. I think this is an incredible time to be in nephrology, and I'm really excited to help our listeners learn more about trials, as there are so many trials coming down the pipeline and so much knowledge that we all need to grasp and dissect. And I think this is really timely.
So Shika, I'd be interested now to hear a little bit about what you think the need is for Kidney Compass and what you hope to achieve from this podcast.
Yeah, so, I think, Brendan, that there are so many trials being conducted throughout nephrology, and we have seen more positives now in our short careers than I think anyone has seen in decades. And there's also been some negative trials. So I think there's something to be learned from both of these types of trials. And I think that I'm really looking forward to how we can get into the nuances of these trials from study design to endpoints, and really help our listeners to take something away from the data that they're trying to decipher, and then also inform future clinical trials. And I'd be curious, what you're thinking in terms of, where Kidney Compass is going to land within the other podcasts that are out there in nephrology.
Yeah, I think I'm really hoping that it becomes an important forum where we can discuss some of the most pressing issues and the challenges we face in kidney disease trials. As you've mentioned, it's been a time of incredible therapeutic progress, but there are a lot of things that we're still learning along the way. For example, one issue is, how do we conduct trials when the standard of care is changing so rapidly, like in diabetic kidney disease and IgA nephropathy? How do we better understand and evaluate new clinical trial endpoints to assess kidney disease progression? And how do we apply those newer statistical methods to analyze those endpoints? And how can we make trials as inclusive as possible, ensuring the types of participants that are recruited are representative of the types of patients we see in practice? So hopefully this will be a really great forum that we can use to bring together our colleagues who are trialists, sponsors, and even people from regulatory agencies, I hope, so that we can provide listeners with a well-rounded understanding of what it takes to interpret the trial findings and also implement them to benefit our patients. Okay, so that wraps up our first episode of Kidney Compass. We've hoped you enjoyed this episode and introduction and are excited as we are about diving into the world of kidney clinical trials.
In our upcoming episodes, we'll be exploring everything from new therapeutic developments to innovative trial methodologies, all with the goal of bringing you the latest insights that are driving better outcomes for people living with kidney disease.
So please be sure to subscribe so you don't miss out on any of our upcoming episodes. And if you have any topics you'd like us to cover or questions you'd want answered, please feel free to reach out to Shika or myself.
Thank you again for tuning in to Kidney Compass, where we navigate the future of kidney care one clinical trial at a time.
Okay, see you later.